What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Watchtower. I'm here with my buddy Tom.
Hey there, Noah. How's it going?
No, it's going pretty good.
It's going good?
It's a little tired. Playing some games, you know.
What were you playing? What were you up to late last night, pal?
Oh, you know, playing late night PUBG.
Late night PUBG?
As always. That's kind of a daily and nightly thing for me. it hasn't stopped, and I don't think it's going to stop for a while unless, like, you know, I actually can't even think of anything to stop it right now, unless hackers or something weird shit.
Well, I definitely want to, well, I'm trying, let me think. Scroll back in my mind. I'm going to think about what I played last night.
Yeah. Let me guess. Mario.
Good guess. Yes. yesterday I did something pretty incredible. I was in the Mushroom Kingdom.
If you're Kingdom? Familiar.
Yes.
And, never heard of it.
and I don't know if you know these moons. And you talk to Captain Toadette.
Yeah.
That's your official title. I talked to her, and this whole time she's just giving me moon after moon after moon. It's like a game's form of in-game achievements.
Pretty much,
and
yeah.
I had essentially a backlog of like 600 plus stars worth of moons to get. And by the time I was done, I threw my cap, and guess how many stars I threw in the Odyssey? It was the most I've ever done. What's the most you've ever done?
Oh, man. I did like, I think the most I've ever done is probably close to 60.
Okay. I threw 90 moon pieces up into that fucking balloon. I couldn't believe it. It was crazy. And I also bought like 10 too. I tried to make it as big as humanly possible. Yeah. I wanted it to be the biggest one.
It's always great when you do that.
Oh, like, so satisfying. Watching that little orange juice fill up in front of my eyes.
What a great game.
Honestly, if I knew balloons ran on orange juice, I probably would have.
I would have invested a lot earlier.
In orange juice, yeah. In the orange market in Florida and California.
Yeah.
But let's get back on to PUBG. I got some PUBG news,
and the big one,
it's obviously you're familiar with, and it's actually only a few hours into it being released or known, is that loot box drop rates have been revealed, and they're now kind of more of a, I guess, facet of PUBG.
Well, like, the loot crates have always been kind of a part of it a little bit, because you get in-game credits, you know, you get more for winning and stuff like that. But
now it's starting to feel like it's just starting to cut you off. But now it's kind of starting to feel more like Counter-Strike, I think, is a good.
Well, no, I wouldn't even. So? Absolutely not, because there's. I think it felt like Counter-Strike to begin with. Right now, well, I don't even think Counter-Strike.
I'm seeing people selling skins for like $2,000.
Yeah, you could do that for a while now.
Yeah, like I'm saying that, but that's like where my
sure yeah but like the thing is
seems like
where I think the comparison doesn't meet up though is because CSGO doesn't publish their drop rates.
That's true. Oh no, this is huge. This is pretty great to know actual drop rates of items within an online game.
Yeah and but like to have that, especially with the whole bullshit that happened with EA last year, and you know, just like them not being clear what the crates actually do, what you actually unlock with them.
Loot box is like a dirty word.
Now it is, especially because the thing I'm worried about is, because we're going to find out in 2018, is because of the things that happened with Battlefront last year, we're going to quickly find out, because multiple governments got involved in deciding what that needs to be done about this. So I'm afraid they may have fucked it up for everybody, and now the government's going to intervene in this facet of video games because they just fucked it up so bad that now the government's being like, oh, now we're going to do something about it.
I don't know if
we're going to find that out.
I don't know if all the blame should be put on them, because like I see so many people doing it.
They fucking stoked the fire hard, though.
They did.
Yeah, they did it so badly that it drew the attention of like three different governments.
It's the biggest, I would say probably the biggest, in terms of media exposure, the biggest in terms of the game it was done for, and also in terms of kind of the story it ran with through the past few weeks. It's the biggest example.
Absolutely. Even as far...
I'm referring to Battlefront, right?
Yeah. It's the biggest facet of how loot boxes can be abused that I think has ever existed. Like, how they try to abuse the player base with it, I don't think anything's matched up to how badly they were doing it, you know. And the sad part is, the more you look into it, people are like, "Oh yeah, Disney spanked him for fucking doing that." But like, you can't believe that, because Disney had to have been breathing down their neck for every single fucking move they were making.
I don't even believe it was solely off that. I think a big part of it had to do with Battlefront 2's performance overall.
As far as what?
In terms of the fact that the game came out, reception was underwhelming. Especially Battlefront 1 was met with a somewhat more... Not that it didn't do well commercially, but it was met with underwhelming reception by fans and critics.
Yeah, with Battlefront 1, it was just kind of mediocre game. There wasn't a lot of content. It was good for like the first few hours, and that's it. This one, there's a preview you could do through Origin.
You
can play the game 10 days early. And that was the full release at that point, you know? And people quickly realized that, dude, everything in this game is fucked. Like, the progression, the loot boxes, the character prices, just thing after thing after thing after thing just led up to being like, yeah, what the fuck are you doing? And then them just changing everything. Think about this. They changed it, like, 3 hours before the game released, officially. Like, on its release day. Major changes just, like in an instant.
Yeah.
A major corporation did that to their biggest, like, arguably biggest game.
That's the craziest thing about that game, too, is, like, everything I think everybody pointed out is, like, a strength of the game, which is stuff they carried over from the first, everybody said positively about this game was everything I heard that was positive about the first one.
The only difference I can take from that is like if I'm looking at it completely objectively, I think I do think the ground combat felt a lot better, and I do think the space combat felt miles better than what it did in the first game. Like combat overall just felt a lot better in this game, which I was happy about.
Real quick side note: we have a special guest in the room.
Yeah,
Robert Bailey. And a good friend of ours, good chum. And honestly, we had a huge plan. We thought you were going to come in here, make a bunch of noise. We were going to yell at you, give you all this shit. You came in so discreetly. I wanted to say something. I was like, it'd be forced.
Yeah.
So good job, pal.
Yeah, no problem.
This is so little. Oh, back on PUBG. Back to news.
Yeah.
They also, as you know, the new replay system they've added.
Which is fucking rad, dude.
Well, good news.
I fucking love using it.
Good news. They're using it to report cheaters.
Believe it or not, I did use it about 2 nights ago to report a cheater.
Really? You caught someone up playing?
I'm trying to visualize it for people who are listening, but like imagine we're running across like a like very rugged coastline. There's a bunch of rocks. It's on the the first original map.
Romantic.
And and then all of a sudden every single one of us drop like a second after each other with a headshot. One headshot, one bullet.
We're like
what the fuck was that? There's no way. And we all watched it back and we just see him like running and all of a sudden snap, 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 headshot. Like he wasn't even aiming at us. And so at least they have them there because it's really fucking easy to report them now.
Yeah, do you just send it right to...
Yeah, there's an option that says report for blank and we said aim
hacking.
And
you can just upload the clip there? Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, because hacking, it was a huge problem. They banned, I think, it was like last week they banned like a million like hackers in their game.
Oh.
Phew. It's a lot.
That's awesome. That's incredible. I not heard that.
Yeah,
damn.
It's... They're paying attention. They're doing a good job.
Well, this system's fantastic. Because first off, the replays are integrated into the game so well.
Yeah, but it's such an amazing for someone that plays that game daily, and just weird shit happens sometimes. You can then go into this replay mode. It's like if I had to compare it to anything, it'd be like if you go into Halo and you watch the replay or something like that, right? But it's different because it shows you there's like a timeline on the bottom and there's different colored lines for like if you get a kill or if you get killed or like a car kill happens or something happens. It shows you exactly where it is. And it just doesn't restrict you to your character. You can do a free camera and fly around to show different perspectives of what's going on. So if you want to record a video, you can go across the map and see what other people are doing.
You can see everything,
and it gives you full detailed layouts and things like that. It's one of the best, replay modes I've ever seen in a game. Like, it's fucking awesome. Like, I'll show you a video after this podcast to, like, demonstrate how, like, well it can be used by, it's a video on, Level Cap's channel. He does a lot of kind of first-person shooter stuff, but he did a really, I think it's called Cinematic PUBG, and he made an excellent video demonstrating how, you know, effective that mode is and how really cool it, like, yeah, it's great. Like, this game keeps getting better and better for me, basically.
You know what game is trying to get good?
What?
PUBG on the Xbox. We're back, baby. Talking about the stepchild.
Really wriggly, ugly, redheaded stepchild. Another patch
is out. This one, apparently, focused a lot on vehicles. I'm gonna be honest with you. I did not read this report at all. All I know is that... Listen, every week, I feel like I'm reading about how this Xbox One version is less and less piss, but is still complete rubbish.
Just so trash, man.
So it says, crash fixes, like all areas of the games, will be something we continue to improve upon as the Xbox game preview roadmap. It's good. It seems like this is, like, one of the most active games. Okay, so here it is.
They're actually updating it.
Aim acceleration can now be adjusted by players. Player weapon damage has been increased against vehicles. FPP solo matchmaking queue will be made available for NA, EU,
that's the and first Oceanic person servers. That's the first person game mode.
Fixed an issue that caused indoor lighting and shadows to appear too dark and bluish. Analog stick acceleration added while exiting the plane and while
parachuting. I like how they
this
don't.
This is on Polygon's website.
I like how they don't say anything about everything looking like fucking Play-Doh and it running at 12 frames per second.
Oh, well, that's why we got optimization, brother. Physics, performance, and a bunch of terms.
None of this means anything!
None of this means. Oh, server FPS slightly increased. Ladies and gentlemen, we have gone from.
What does slightly mean?
Yes, yes. That's probably it's God. Probably now it can optimally.
The fact, like, I flash back way back when they announced the Xbox One, and that stupid motherfucker up on the stage is like, this machine will be able to run games into the next generation. Then you fast forward and look at PUBG on the Xbox, and it's complete dog shit. It's like, why would you think this game could run on an original Xbox?
Well, guess what, pal? Not only is it on the original Xbox, now you can turn the music off on the original Xbox version. Because that is also a creature on this new patch. Well, I think they're going to do it.
I think they can do it. They're going to be there. They can.
And it's going to be like, holy shit.
But they should have waited 6 more months. They shouldn't have put it out to make it look like it's literal dog shit.
This is the debate of game preview. I think that game preview.
I think it's a detriment to the game releasing into the state it was. Because it's really giving the Xbox and PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds on the Xbox a real bad look. Like they're
bad. You know when you get it what game preview is.
Yeah.
I just don't see how.
But I'm not sure.
The rate this is already being updated. I don't know if there's much to be upset about.
I think there's a lot to be upset about.
Okay, I get there's a lot to be upset about gameplay wise, but I think they're addressing it in terms of a company who has just released a early release form of a console game like this. I think they're handling it really well.
I think they're handling it as good as they can because Microsoft probably forced them.
They wanted it out for this holiday season.
I don't really put a lot of blame on them. I put the blame on Microsoft for not letting them wait a little while to give them a more presentable game to run on their consoles instead of running really like it like 12 frames per second, and they really haven't gotten the control scheme down because it's just like playing on the PC with the controller, and it's like impossible because just it's not the way the control scheme was built was built for keyboard and mouse, and when you see people like stopping, having to take like 5 minutes to pick shit up and moving around, it's really clunky because you're not moving shit around fast on PC.
That's why, and I think
they need to fix that.
No,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that is something I think we've seen, especially with like in terms of RPGs this generation trying to address that with games.
Definitely.
Especially, I think you can see that in like a game like Fallout 4,
sure.
Where instead of going up to a corpse, hitting A, game pauses, screen appears. Mm-hmm. It's here's a small box,
yeah.
X take all. Easy to scroll through right there. Nothing in the game stops.
Yeah.
They need to start addressing that.
They definitely need it there,
it could carry over into the PC, and you'd be surprised it'd probably make that version well, too. Because that stuff
makes it super quick. Sure, yeah. I don't doubt that.
You could still open it up, do the big sprawl out menu. But this just makes it quick menu.
Yeah, as far as a controller, you can like immediately tell by watching anyone play on console. Like, the way people just miss point-blank shots and just miss everything.
I miss so many point-blank shots in almost every video game I play. Both of you can attest, I have unloaded full clips of, like, heavy machine guns and missed everyone. And just been like, fuck it.
I know you're
like,
not...
Moments after getting, like, 5 headshots in a row. Yeah.
I know you're not a man of the online world as far as multiplayer.
I don't play a lot.
You do like your single player.
I do.
I like me some multiplayer, though.
That's true. Listen, PUBG, I think, is a multiplayer game. I think it's very, like, as someone who's played it, like, when it's finally out on Xbox One, yeah, I definitely am going to, like, give it the good old college try. There's no doubt. Like, really try to sink some teeth into it. It's just,
I think
right
it's
now,
it, yeah,
like, come on, I got better things to do.
Yeah, like, oh, no, absolutely. Like that's what I'm, like,
shit's gotta get clean.
It's the great thing because I can, I'll get a text from the people I play on PC with, and it's like, hey, we're going to do a squad game. We need one more guy. Get on, play a couple games, get off, continue to play Nier, Assassin's Creed, or something like that.
Wow, your life sounds hectic.
I know, right? Really stressing out. It's like, what am I going to do? Oh, no, I got to fucking play Nier for another 6 hours or something like that. Another good game.
No, yeah. I do got an upcoming vacation coming up, but I got a big year-end plan for my games. I plan on, it's going to go get my 880 power moons,
yep,
beat Wolfenstein.
Break you need will to probably be, you over. Need to beat Wolfenstein. You need to beat Wolfenstein.
Yeah, dude. No, my plan before January ends, because I'm about to essentially lose 10 days.
We also
to
have
play
Monster Hunter coming out this month.
Well, I'm not getting Monster Hunter. I'm getting Dragon Ball.
Okay.
So, but, you know, hey, that'll be good for the podcast.
Yeah.
We'll have both games.
Yeah, exactly.
One of us
yeah,
will play
yeah,
both. So that's good. And then, beyond that, too, well, once Dragon Ball's out, I'm going to be playing that. So I'm hoping to actually get my moon pieces done before then, and then just play Wolfenstein along with Dragon Ball.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, and then beat Wolfenstein and then just focus on Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
But actually, when I'm on vacation, I just picked up a 3DS title that I'm very excited for. Guess what it is?
What is?
Yeah, guess.
Legend of Zelda.
Legend of Zelda? No, that was a good guess, but no.
Is it like a weird Ni No Kuni game or
no,
something?
No. It's pretty obvious.
Pokemon?
No.
Any Mario game?
It is a Mario game. You got one try.
Mario 3D.
Ooh, Mario Kart.
Mario 3D. Mario 3DS Mario Maker? I don't know the specifics of that. What's Mario Maker for 3DS?
I don't hear great things about that.
I hear it's not as good as the Wii U one.
I hear the user stuff is so fucking hard.
No, I hear it's super hard to customize.
Not customize, but to get to the user created content. I hear it's really difficult.
I've not seen much.
I hear they have a lot of pre-built stuff, but to get to actual stuff that people have built is like, they may have fixed it by now, but like the last time I heard stuff about it, it was like not good stuff. But
I know
it's still
that
fun.
Not every Wii U level is on there, and that's just like they choose the Wii U levels that make it.
Yeah, that's the thing I don't get. Why do they just allow the whole library of what people are creating like they do on the Wii U? That's the thing I don't get.
I think certain Wii U ones just don't run on the 3DS, and they test them
maybe
to see if they do first.
Could be.
I think that was what I thought initially.
Yeah,
are we
sure,
let's get back to the news.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Fallout 4?
I did when it came out.
Are you familiar with mods?
I am very familiar with mods.
Well, someone's trying to mod Fallout 4, so it's Fallout New Vegas.
Sounds better already.
So, apparently it has a long way to go, but
I mean,
the plan
I would assume
is legitimately,
so
really looking at it, is to just take Fallout New Vegas and put it in 4. And that also means they want to bring back things in Fallout New Vegas, like faction.
That would make me
want
to play Fallout 4 again.
Essentially, they want it to play. It wants. Their goal is, as far as what I can tell, and I think they're really going for it well, is to make a Fallout 4's gameplay within the Fallout New Vegas world with Fallout New Vegas' mechanics.
That'd be fucking great, dude. Like, honestly, like, because I don't, like, I liked Fallout 4 a lot, but, like, it's not a game I'd really play again. Like, I'd not go back and play the story over again.
Trash.
Or something like that. I thought it was not that great of a game.
We'll talk about it.
But, like, compared to something like New Vegas or 3, it's like, I think there's no contest.
Well, like, they're just such different games. They're so not the same
thing. It's not Fallout anymore. It's still a great game. It's a different type of game.
I feel like people had this same debate between the Bethesda ones and the Black Isle ones when like 3 came out. Was
right.
Like, is this like this? It was, well, no, it's its own thing, but you can obviously see the relation
and how
it's connected. 4, I do think the things 4 built around are not nearly as good as the stuff they built around in 3.
They really did dumb it down. That's the thing.
And
that's the part I don't like.
Just looking at this alpha footage being played in front of me, I'm like, fuck 4. But I like 4. I really do. And even though I just said fuck 4, I love Fallout 4. I think Fallout 4 is a great game.
I just don't think it's nearly, but I don't think it's like to the caliber of what New Vegas or 3 was.
But for us, especially, you know, me and Rob, like those might be our favorite games ever. And it's really hard to live up to that. And I don't want to put like unfair expectation on a game and like think that's what Fallout 4 taught me.
But I think that having an expectation that high is reasonable when it's another Fallout.
I get that.
You know?
But my deal is, I was so up in arms about Fallout 4 for so long, like Fallout 4 for so long, I look past the fact it was a great game. And I put so many hours into it, and I had such fun
with
it.
I mean, I don't look past
that. And that's, like, but that's the thing. Sometimes I feel like it hurts. This is me, this is my own stuff. But, like, that, especially, because that's, and I blame that on the expectation I had.
Yeah, I think in the, like, the mindset of that, it's disappointing it's a Fallout game, but it's not disappointing as a game.
I think that's a really good way of looking at it. That was well put.
It's like saying Mario Sunshine's a good game, but it's not a good Mario game. Because Mario Sunshine's trash.
Okay. Compared to, like,
any of the other Marios.
I don't think it's trash.
It's not a good game. Fuck Flood.
You gotta play a bunch.
Hashtag fuck Flood. Flood's a bitch.
Super Mario Brothers 2. Here we go! Sea of Thieves! This closed beta starts on January 24th!
I've been playing this game for like a year and a half, maybe, or more.
Very interesting concept. And from all the, like, I've watched a lot of videos about them talking about all the customization and all the things you can do. It looks like a pirate version of what I originally thought Destiny was going to be. Like, way back in the day.
I didn't think about it.
It's like you're in this giant world. You go do stuff, and you get unique ships and clothes and abilities because of the things that you do.
Based in co-op. Yeah, you're totally right. I feel like that was very good comparison.
Here's what I'm hoping. Because I've been playing it for like a year and a half now.
Yeah.
That it's nothing like Destiny, because Destiny is trash.
I get that convinced me. What I originally thought was way different than what the game actually was, any of its mechanics.
Let me finish this news bit, and then we'll talk about our thoughts on the sea. So the beta runs from the 24th to the 29th. It's closed beta, so I believe you need an invitation of some sort. I don't believe it's open to gold members, which I think it's kind of shitty. Like, I like the fact that when you're a PlayStation Plus member, they go out of their way to give you almost access to almost all their betas.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, it is what it is.
Albion.
Fun fact here I'm reading right now on the Game Informer article about it. This is their first non-Kinect game since Banjo-Kazooie Nuts and Bolts.
Thank God indeed.
I personally am super excited. It comes out in March. Yeah. It'll probably be the only game I buy in that time of the year, like March, February, April-ish, early April.
Red Dead 2 comes out then, dude.
Red Dead 2, I thought... Oh, wait. I saw, and this is... I don't know if this is so much news, because it's kind of like a leak thing, but a European retailer, I believe in Switzerland, they put the date up. They announced the date.
Yeah.
Not official, but they also did the same thing for GTA 5, and they were right about that date. And they said June 20th.
Okay. I can wait. That'd be in summer. That'd be perfect.
That's perfect for me. I don't give a
and,
shit.
I
hope my games come out past May.
But with Sea of Thieves, the only like thing that I think could make that is even playing it in its earliest stages, it was still like when you've got the right people to play with, it was such an enormous amount of fun. Like I was laughing the whole time. We were doing just crazy
thick
shit.
Thieves in the Sea of Thieves.
It's fucking great, dude. It was so like fucking funny and fun. Where you'd like drive, you'd fucking like ram into another ship, and everyone's screaming at each other, and like you can hear the other people screaming at you. And the only thing they really needed to add was kind of more, you know, some type of reward to the quests that you were doing, because it was kind of just like you'd look at this huge map and you'd figure out what the map that you have in your hand, what it would look like, or you'd solve the riddle by trying to find the shape of an island or something like that. So I like that you actually have to work to find out what island you need to go to, and it doesn't show you exactly where everything is. You actually have to use the map, the compass, and like walk
is
up
the
and,
game
and
world,
dig in the exact right spot to get the treasure out.
I got a quick question. Is the game world randomly generated?
No. Okay. I don't think so,
but
no.
But would you say it's large?
It's
at
large.
Least when you played
it? Feels very large, yeah.
So here's my next question for you. I'm going to ask you this. Do you think they did that, kind of keeping the reward system out of it early, was because they felt they couldn't maybe carry over giving beta players the rewards and then being like, you got it in the beta, but we can't give you...
Absolutely not, because I think they just didn't have a good idea of what they wanted to turn that into at the time.
Okay.
Because I don't know any developer that would really care if they had to wipe that from beta players, because it would be wiped like every time the beta would go down, or the alpha would go down and have to come back up.
I just remember so many people bitching, like, when... I remember Gears of War 3 beta, I think, was a big one, because I don't think anything carried over then. And I remember, like, talking to people about it, and they were just like, this fucking sucks.
It's because, like, what are you supposed to expect,
dude?
Well,
it just sucks when you, like, spend 5 days well, and then you burn so many fucking hours into it. Well, then don't. Nothing's there for
it's
you.
It's almost like they put a giant fucking title card on the front of the sign. You're going to lose all of your progress once this beta ends.
Okay, some games don't say that straight up.
Even if they don't, you should probably expect that, you know? Like, it's not the full game, you're not going to be transferred. There's a lot of, there's still changes that are being made, right, you know?
No, you got a good point. I'm looking at this New York City skyline photo. It's very nice.
How recently did you play the beta? Like, when's the last time you played
it? Like, 2 weeks ago.
Okay, so, from what I understand, from the videos that I've seen, now there is, like, a pretty intact reward system in place where there's different, like, not quote-unquote factions, but there's, like, different, like, NPCs that give you types of quest lines, and you level up those NPCs through the rewards.
There were definitely places we went where it looked like there were placeholders for that in the alpha. Like, there was different places where there'd be shopkeepers and inns and stuff like that. So we saw that, because you can go to islands, which are safe havens where people can't attack each other, and there's, like, bars, and there's fires on the, like, beach, and there's shops and stuff like that, but you couldn't do anything those except just buy beer. You could just buy beer, and that's it.
I think this is where we kind of should see, like, view this beta and then kind of take that as, like, okay, this is where they kind of are, as we can safely assume.
The, like, it's just, like, it's a very, like, whimsical game that can turn very intense very quickly, which is great.
But because that's, like, Rare's the king at that. Dude.
They really are,
you'll be playing Banjo-Kazooie, and then the next second you want to fucking smash your TV. You'll be like, how did I die?
Yeah, dude, one of the really good moments I thought of is because, like, when you find shipwrecks, you just see shit sticking out of the water, like deep ocean. You park the ship, you fucking dive into the water, there's sharks everywhere, and you're flying, diving into the ship, you get the treasure, you get back to the ship, someone gets eaten by a shark somehow, and you're getting... Oh, it's so good. And then, like, the Eye of the Storm stuff, there's a giant fucking storm, right? And you're being chased by motherfuckers right behind you. They're, like a football field length behind you trying to shoot you. And you're booking it. And you're like, this storm's the only chance we got to lose these guys. And then, but, like, you know, think about Pirates of the Caribbean and how that big swell and the huge, like, whirlpool. And you're, like, fucking...
Does the whirlpool happen?
Yes.
I love Pirates.
And you're fucking both banking around it and shooting at each other.
Ooh, Calypso.
And you can fucking shoot each other yourself out of cannons. And you just shoot them trying to hit the other ship. But if you hit the middle, you're fucking dead. It's just as... It's so good because the waves in the water in that game are so fucking cool.
Now you're making me excited to be balls deep in the sea.
Well, like, think about it, like us three and one more person playing.
No, dude, I want to be thick as thieves in the Sea of Thieves.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be Ra's al Ghul in the Ra's al Pool. You feel me?
It has been a long time since I've had a console game where 4 or 5 of my friends were just addicted to it.
It has been a while.
I don't think it's going to be an addictive game, but, like, I think about it in the same way where I hop on... with my friends on PC, this would be like, hey, you want to hop on Sea of Thieves for a sec? Yeah, let's do a session for like 2 hours.
But I agree with Raymond. It's like, for me, I think about games like Splinter Cell Conviction, where I used to know like 4 people I could ask, they just want to play Splinter Cell with me at any moment. Like in 2012, they'd want to play.
Yeah, be like, fuck yeah, dude.
For years.
Splinter Cell, you kidding me?
Crackdown 2,
because
that had 4-player co-op.
I love playing
and, like,
Toy Hawk's mode, dude.
That game's good, like, as a single-player game, but if you do the campaign with 4 people, it's a
rad.
Fucking blast. Yeah. Like, that's how that game was meant to be played.
Yeah, and the Toy Box mode in that is
toy
fucking
box
hilarious,
so let's get back onto the news.
Yeah.
So we go from... What were we talking about? Sea of Thieves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We go from another big fall game to another... another big spring game to another... Oh, no. Another big winter game to another big winter game that's also a big fall game. Because, ladies and gentlemen, Monster Hunter World for the PC won't be coming out until September 22nd.
Which is fine. That means I won't have to feel bad about buying it twice. Because I probably will end up buying this game twice.
That is not confirmed. I'm trying to find out. I saw the date. They said autumn of 2018.
Okay.
It might be. Let's not hold them to anything.
The, Man, dude, like, I think I said this in a previous episode, but I really like Monster Hunter, but it made me not like it as much because I had to play it on a 3DS, if that makes sense. But now to have it this huge game on a console where they streamlined a bunch of stuff, the quality of life stuff is a lot better, I am so fucking excited to play this. Because I already have, like, a whole group I'm already playing this with. It's gonna be fucking rad. I cannot wait.
To me, it's like... going, like, in terms of gameplay and, like, going from a bunch of loading menus and a bunch of menus to, like, something that's trying to be more seamless in front of you. It's, for me, it's very reminiscent of, like, Metal Gear Solid 4 and Metal Gear Solid 5.
I could definitely
because you
see
go from
that,
Metal Gear Solid 4 where you had to, like, wait 2 hours for chapters to load.
Yeah.
versus like Metal Gear Solid 5, where you literally pop in this open world.
Yeah, and you're good to go, dude.
You go to your mission.
I love it. Yeah, no, it's a really good. It's really good comparison.
Oh, I think
this game's gonna be so fun.
I think it'll benefit greatly from that. Oh. But if you own a console, January 26th, baby, we close. Yeah. What are you playing it on?
I'm playing a PS4, and then I'm probably gonna play it again on PC.
I think I'm probably gonna pick it up for the Xbox
One. Because I know there's gonna be a shit ton of people on PC that are gonna want to play it with.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the problem about playing on like multiple platforms, is that you have people you want to play with on each, and if the game's good enough, you'll probably end up like Grand Theft Auto. Like I own it on like three separate like systems because the amount of people I play it with is that many.
I got a quick question for you, because I was thinking about it, because it's only one on the Switch.
Yeah.
Do you think they could? They think they're gonna try to bring Grand Theft Auto 5 over to the Switch?
I don't think that's possible.
I don't know either.
I was watching a video today, probably from GameRanks, about like just the games, the third party interaction with Switch, and how Nintendo got the ball rolling on that. They were like, "Here's all the Bethesda stuff," and then other third parties were like, "Hey, that's totally possible." And they did not at all think that it was possible that you could port a game of that size over to.
But it got. I think it was rough
on 360.
But on the 360, what they did was you came with two discs. We all remember this.
Yeah.
And you had to then like that first disc was a motherfucker. You had to install like five things.
That was.
I'm not
crazy,
saying it's not going to take up half the Switch's fucking memory, but like. You know, they tried with L.A. Noire.
I can't. I know. Well, Ellie, think about how many years are in between L.A. Noire.
Here's what I think. Here's what I think would happen when those 64 gigabyte game cards are out. Or
no, because it's still like it's more than 65 gigabytes.
Xbox One version.
They just downscaled.
I think it's like 60 gigabytes for Xbox One.
Yeah, then it'd fit on the card.
But dude, to have it run well off of that,
it's a fucking cartridge. Probably run better than it does on the disc.
Well, the disc downloads it.
Yeah, but you download some extra stuff here. It makes it run better.
It's a lot more complicated.
I'm not saying it's not complicated. I'm just saying I don't think it's unfeasible when the 64 gigabyte cards come in.
Right now, I don't think it's possible. Right now, I can't see
it. I don't see Rockstar putting in the time, even though this is like, this console is selling like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Rockstar putting in the time to port an old game like that.
Ice got a good point there too.
No. That wouldn't make any sense, because why would Bethesda put in the time to port an old game? Because
I don't think. Oh, okay.
If it works and it's still selling, easier, they're gonna fucking port it.
It's probably easier to port Skyrim to the Switch than it is Grand Theft Auto 5.
Absolutely.
Well, Grand Theft Auto 5 has already sold boatloads of copies to sort of Skyrim.
Yeah,
I guess I don't know.
It's the same thing.
The reason that
I feel like you'd have to put more resources into
the Switch has Skyrim and Wolfenstein and Doom from Bethesda is Wolfenstein and Doom's engine is exactly the same.
Yeah.
So all the scaling they did for that one engine went to two games. It was two birds with one stone. I'm saying with Rockstar, I don't see. This engine's on the outs, I think. I think they're bringing in new assets for
Red Dead 2 is on the same engine as 5.
Is it really?
I believe, yes. It looks eerily similar to 5.
It's crazy.
Whenever I see the trailer, I'm like, this looks like a Western Grand Theft Auto 5 to me in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when I looked at Red Dead Redemption, when that came out, I was like, this doesn't look like Grand Theft Auto 4. This, like, visually looks far better. This is like its own thing. It's not that I don't think it looks better than 5. It's just, especially playing 5 on next-gen consoles already, I can see the engine. Like, I can legitimately see that this is made on, like, the same engine as that game.
So I guess then if it is worthwhile for them to do it, if they're going to continue using the engine, how much can they downscale it, like he was saying?
Right now, I don't think it's even possible.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't think it's possible to put Grand Theft Auto 5 on the Switch. I really don't.
I think you're right. I think it'd be tough. I don't know if it's... I think a lot of it, I really do think a lot of it would require that 64 gigabyte card.
Sure, but it doesn't just come down to
storage. I think that's what makes it possible. Like, I'm not saying that's what makes it easy. I'm saying that's what's going to make it possible.
Sure, you'd be able to get the file size on it, but it wouldn't run. That's, like, about it.
You don't think it'd run?
No. Absolutely not, no. On a Switch? No, I really don't think so.
I don't know. I know it ran on the Switch. Doom ran on the Switch. Wolfenstein ran on the Switch. Grand Theft Auto 5 isn't
Wolfenstein,
like...
Listen,
it ran on the 360.
Listen. Wolfenstein...
That is what I'm saying.
Wolfenstein, Doom, both built on the Unreal Engine, right? Versions of the...
I thought Doom was built on id Tech.
No. They're both built on versions of the Unreal Engine, right? The old first Wolfenstein was built on old id Tech. The id Tech used on Wolfenstein 1 was the same engine that they used for Rage. Because I remember that. But Doom was built on Unreal Engine. That's why it fucking ran so well on everything. And the same thing with the new, what's it called? New Wolfenstein. Like, that. Why they both looked a lot better and ran a lot better. Because I know that
I didn't think that id Tech was a bad engine.
But it's not as good as Unreal Engine.
Well, no, as far as optimization. Once that new Unreal, and what they adopt that? Was that 2012, 2013 they showed up at that?
I think 13.
Yeah, like nothing was ever going to beat. What is that, Unreal Engine 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, 4. Like, that's the top of the line. It's cream of the crop. Yeah. Like, but id Tech 5, or is it 5 or 3? Damn, engines are tough. But I thought my favorite thing about it was I thought animations and facial movement, and especially kind of like there was somewhat of a cel-shaded nature, but it was really nice, like even better than what they had in Borderlands at the time, which I thought was impressive, especially in like 2011 or 2010 when Rage came out.
No, so, Rage was a really ambitious game that I don't think filled its world enough, but it was still a really cool game.
We're going to get back on the news, because that's what this is for. I feel like we forget that sometimes. Yeah. The Nintendo Swatch, speaking of it.
Swatch?
Whatever,
Nintendo Watch.
It has eclipsed the Wii U in terms of lifetime sales in Japan.
I'm not surprised. The Wii U was fucking dog shit.
It's and according to this Polygon subhead, on target for worldwide mark by the end of March.
I really, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. This is like the best console since
360.
SNES was Nintendo wise, not.
Oh, Nintendo wise. Well, I'm a sucker for the 64, but I think I give the 64 a pass too many of its faults. I definitely see that argument for the SNES.
And if you want...
But the Wii! You know, that motherfucker sold hundreds of
millions. Doesn't mean it's good, just because it sold a lot. It still fucking gave way to the massive amount of shitware that was on that console.
There's shitware on every console.
Not like there was on the
Wii.
There
was a lot of
shitware. Holy shit.
There were some good games.
There's some good
games. Wii Sports, baby.
Wii Sports.
I've always said the Wii Galaxy Sports games. Is the greatest game ever made, period. Five sports games.
Bold claims.
That's going to be the quote for the episode.
Wii boxing is phenomenal.
I'm quoting you on that. That's going to be the subtitle.
Like I'm just playing.
That's going to be the subtitle for the website and the episode.
And the episode. You can put that on. No, my profile on the website will just literally say Thomas Avante, Wii Sports is the greatest game ever made.
I'll stylize it up and everything.
Wii Tennis is superb. But also, speaking of Nintendo, we got more news to talk about. They're hoping to make a Mario movie.
If this shit isn't live action, I don't want it.
Okay. So I'm just stunned because the actual Super Mario Brothers movie made in 1993 is like so bad.
Oh, it's hilarious.
It's not. I don't think it's one of those even.
I sit there and laugh my fucking ass off.
I don't even like it like that. Like in all some movies, like there's like. It's so bad.
Like the
it's
room,
good.
Like the room, or something.
Like,
like that.
Yeah, like the room. But like, and like it's so, and like you like enjoy watching it and all that. This movie has none of that. It's never had any of that for me. Whenever I've watched it, I've just been like, especially as a kid when I watched it, I was like, "What is this shit? Like dinosaurs and this Blade Runner ass city? Like, what is? Where's the Mushroom Kingdom? Where's anything?" Like, that's what I'm hoping for. It's just a more like actual Mario movie.
I hope it's fucking terrible. I really hope it's terrible. I need to laugh at this.
Yeah,
it's probably not going to be good.
But
if they make a standalone Waluigi movie fucking with everybody, I'd be okay with that.
Okay, but Tatsumi Kimishima, I believe that's how you pronounce it. I'm sorry if not. Nintendo's president said he essentially, I believe what was the mark he said? To announce Mario movie partner soon. So they're hoping to announce the studio they're going to be making this boy with.
DreamWorks.
And I think it could be. Listen, if Steven Spielberg was like, I've done it all. I want a challenge.
I just imagine Mario storming D-Day right now for some reason.
He's made Pan.
Mushroom
like,
Cloud.
Like, he can do it. He made E.T., motherfuckers. All I'm saying is I just hope it's good. Okay, let's go from Nintendo to the Kings of Greed themselves. Microsoft, baby. Microsoft has killed the Kinect. Its time has come.
Thank God.
Whew! the Kinect adapter that was sold to the Xbox Ones that no longer had the port for Kinect, they're done. They've already announced recently, too, that they're done making software for the Kinect and that the Kinect is done, but we'll live on in the spirit of Xbox, whatever.
Well,
whatever,
I'll hold on to mine until I actually can get more than $5 for it, and then I'll sell it.
Kinect's interesting to us, I feel like, because we, like, saw the whole thing. Like,
we were there. I bought the original
Kinect. Yeah, remember you getting it. You played Kinect the Adventure with your family. It was a vivid memory of mine.
It was pretty fun, but, like, terrible, but it was fun with my family.
I don't know if I'd call it terrible. It was fun.
It was bad.
You think it was bad?
It was bad.
Damn.
It was bad.
It's not like you had to do much. Like, most of the games were... I'm sorry. This is bad if you're not in the room.
Yeah, did you ever...
It's lean to the left.
You ever want to see the underside of an Avatar's foot? There you go.
That's true. No, the Kinect wasn't... The Kinect was not a great piece of hardware. I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying, like... Kinect game that came out was shit.
I think it's not too far to say it was
Child
a fucking
of Eden,
trash fire.
I thought was fun. Gunslinger, I thought was fun. Those two.
I'm holding out my hand like I'm trying to get the...
Those specific two games are the two good Kinect
games. I remember playing Gunslinger and being like, wow, this is not the worst thing I've ever played. Like, I'm actually having a kind of decent time.
Dance.
But when they attached it to the Xbox... with no option to not buy Kinect to inflate the price for $100, what were they doing?
What do you mean? Wait,
you could
Xbox One.
When you could only buy the Xbox One.
That. I thought you were referring to 360.
No, not
that was terrible. Oh my god.
Well, I feel like they killed any chance it had.
That killed their chance of winning this generation.
Well, yeah, no, I was going to go into detail about that. The fact that they took so many. Well, the vision that they were having was so out of touch.
I'm sorry.
What?
News.
We got news to talk about.
We're recording another. I know, but I'm just saying they're so out of touch. That's the reason that they were so behind the beginning. Because people still have that stigma that they're like they're still like that, or it always has to be a line or something like that.
Good friend of ours named TJ. The moment the Xbox One was coming out, and he's talked about this. Like, I think I remember talking about it like a year ago. The moment the Xbox One was coming out, he's like, I hate. How it was right after Xbox announced all the changes they were making, and that was actually going to be like a legitimate video game console. And like, teachers, like, I see people come into like stores and like GameStop and like ask people, be like, oh, is this console good? And they're like, no. They're like, that's the one you can't do stuff with. And like, it had this connotation, no matter what Microsoft did, it's just out there. And you, a lot of times, you can't reach people who are reached with the overwhelming initial big news. It's the classic, like, the mistake on the original news is on the front page, the retraction's on the back, or in the midfold.
Yeah.
It's just the classic, like, it's just the facts. And you're right, like, I just think it was an image they could never escape. But speaking of other things we'll never escape, Xbox Live with Gold is still chugging, and they got their new games for January have been announced.
And what are they?
We got Zombie. It's Zombi.
Remember that game
for
the
Wii?
It came out for the Wii U. It's called Zombie U. Yes, it'll be free from January 16th to the 15th. Already free. The Van Helsing game. I forget the full title of it.
Van Helsing's pretty fun. I would suggest that.
You have 5 days left to pick up Tomb Raider Underworld, and then after that you have a few more days to pick up a game I have bought for $2 before called Army of Two.
Coincidence? I think not.
Some of these ones, I don't know, some of this feels a little underwhelming.
I mean, sometimes, well, like, you think about it, like, they're like, well, what fucking deal can we cut now to give some bullshit free game out for our...
No, yeah, but
sometimes
they're
really good.
Sometimes they kill it, sometimes they don't.
Think about last month with fucking PlayStation. They gave out Metal Gear Solid 5.
No, PlayStation, I think...
That was insane.
I think games, PlayStation Plus, the games you get with PlayStation Plus are
or
better
more consistently
than
better than
are
Xbox,
are more consistently
yeah.
better, yes. Actually, Polygon did an interesting article where they actually showed the value of each game's... Of the games released on Gold, the games of PlayStation Plus. And it wasn't like some crazy difference, but Plus was like $1,000, $1,050 worth of games, and then like Gold was like $900 worth of games.
Yeah. Yeah, I can believe that.
Yeah. Well, let's get into more Xbox news. The next Xbox One update is adding mini hubs and do not disturb statuses.
Very happy about that do not disturb status.
Yeah, this is interesting stuff. I personally like the do not disturb stuff. I've played, appeared offline, I think, since I got my Xbox One. I don't like to be... The moment I found out a way to not be bothered by party invites, I jumped on it.
Yeah.
I was like, please leave me alone. I don't want to talk to you when I'm trying to play video games sometimes. Like, Like, yeah, it's good great. For, like...
Well, the thing is, I still get them sometimes while I'm watching shit, and that's what I hate.
Well, yeah, it's nice, because the Do Not Disturb, I think, first off, you can't be bothered with it, and it tells people, like, don't bother me.
Yeah.
It's much better than, like, I'm offline.
Yes, yes.
Beyond that, mini hubs I'd actually like to see in action. They don't sound bad, they just don't sound...
I don't even know what the fuck they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, but hey, like, they've improved the Xbox UI by a lot, so here's hoping it keeps going.
Yeah, hey. More Xbox news. Showtime. Remember back in 2012 or 13 when Xbox had a little press conference where they were like, the Xbox One isn't going to be a game console. It's going to be a TV console.
You like cable boxes?
Microsoft is going to make arguably a TV cable box and focus on games.
You guys
second.
Like VCRs that look that function as cable boxes, but we have the console too.
Yeah, so you know, after that nightmare, they announced that they had legitimately Steven Spielberg's big face appear on a screen and was like, Halo
they're like
is being made into a TV show. They were teaming up with Showtime, yada yada. Essentially we never heard anything after that.
Yeah.
And then just the other day, somebody asked some executive at Showtime. I want to get his name. David Nevins, the president of Showtime. They went up to him. They asked him. They were like, hey, dude, are they making that Halo TV show? And he was like, oh, it's happening. He wasn't even like – he said this. He didn't say it was just like it's still in works. He said it is absolutely still in development. Like, he's like, we're not giving up. And he, like, I think he said, like, expect some news. But the crazy thing is Xbox had, like, a TV – entity. They called it, I believe it was called, yeah, here's his name, Xbox Entertainment TV Studio, that they made sometime before, like during that like crazy 2013 period when they were trying to make like a focused media console.
Yeah.
And that company's gone now. They only remade like one thing, and that's it.
I remember reading that.
So now it's surprising. It's just really surprising to hear about this.
Absolutely.
And let's talk about one last thing. Sony. They sold apparently 6 million PS4s this holiday season.
It's a lot.
I didn't think they could sell 6 million PS4s
anymore.
Well,
I'm not surprised. The sales that they had this season were fucking ridiculous. Like, you could get a PS4 Slim for $200. Like, I know, like, three people, like, within my friend group that got PS4s because it was $200. And fucking I almost bought a PS4 Pro because I'm an idiot for $350. But that's, like, good for, like, a newer, like, half-step-up console.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, if you can get a fucking PS4 Pro for $200, that's awesome. I think we talked about it, like, in one of the previous podcasts. Yeah, yeah, and, like, how you could get the fucking Xbox One S for $190.
Those deals were nuts.
It was
those
really, really, really good. It's, like, insane. Wondering why people buy consoles any other time during the year.
Yeah, honestly, I really don't think it's smart to buy electronics outside of Black Friday.
I was almost going to buy a Slim because I thought that this PS4, my original, could not do HDR.
But it does.
Little did I know, it fucking does HDR and it does upscaling.
Beknownst to me.
It's like, why did it take Xbox a fucking new iteration of the console to do that while PS4 does it in the beginning? It kind of doesn't surprise me that PS4 is winning this generation because of little things like that.
It's exactly right. It's so many little things.
Yeah.
That have just, they add up to the point where it's like, it feels obvious.
They saved me money. You know, I bought the Xbox because I was like, oh, I need a 4K Blu-ray player and I want it to have HDR and upscaling, right?
Well, I got news for you, pal.
Yeah.
Guess where this puts the worldwide sales of the PS4 at?
Surprise me.
73.6 million.
It's a lot.
That's crazy. I think that's better than the 360 and PS3. Because at the end of the generation, they were neck and neck. They, like, tied, essentially. Like, yeah, because the PS3 sold a bunch in the back half.
You're right, because the PS4 was fucking trash in the beginning.
Yeah, the PS3 did terrible numbers. And then essentially what ended up happening was the PS3 got so cheap that everybody who had a 360 was just like, hey, yeah. I can afford it.
People try to convince me that somehow the PS3 is better than the 360, and I'm like, you're fucking...
It's just people who want to vouch that, like, the exclusives and stuff help,
but think about how fucking horrible that controller was.
The 360, especially in the front half to, like, the back half, and, like, the fact that at the end of the day, no offense, PlayStation Network, PS3 at PSN compared to Xbox 360, like, Xbox Live,
there's no
fucking day. Yeah. Xbox Live is so much better.
Like, even now, there's still server problems with the fucking... The servers are on fire all the time.
To this day, I still think Xbox Live is the better online service to PlayStation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's legitimately the only thing. It's they because
ever had well, like you can definitely rack that up to that there were fucking software companies. No, yeah,
that's
right,
that's the main difference. And is
You have what? Go ahead.
I was just saying. I think you're right. Is that you have Microsoft versus Sony? You have hardware versus software.
Yeah.
And I was PlayStation all the way, PS2, PS3. But it's not only that, like, the network was awful trying to play online games with PlayStation 3. I've probably told you this many times. I love Bethesda games. I've been playing them forever. I played Oblivion.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And then I played Skyrim, and I tried to play it on the PS3. And my save file got so big, I was getting, like, 12 frames a second, and then the game would crash. And, like, it was just unplayable. This game that I had poured hundreds of hours into just no longer worked.
Dude, like, and for clarity, too, like, he's not, like, saying that, like, oh, it did. Like, I even, on my like, saves of, like, Bethesda games on 360, like, they had issues when I got big. But, right. Like, legitimately, like, when Rob would load it.
The game broke.
It would, like, chug, 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 crash, done. And it'd be like, well, there goes all my progress until this game learned how to actually hold this save file.
I would chalk that up to Bethesda too, because they're pretty fucking bad at like hashing out their bugs in that generation.
I totally agree. Is that definitely helps, but I think this wasn't just the Bethesda thing.
Like, no, definitely not. No, it was
that we're just better on the 360.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree.
All right, I got one last thing for you. You ready? I think we might have talked about it.
Yeah, I saw a news story on this.
Mad Catz is back, ladies and gentlemen. After being killed, the makers of second-rate controllers and Rock Band equipment are back from the dead.
So let me tell you something actually very, you know, promising about them coming back.
Well, let me get into it. Let me just say the news of it first.
Sure.
Mad Catz went broke last month. We talked about it. They're back. Some new people are behind them, but it's essentially Mad Catz back, and they're legitimately going back to doing what they did. Controllers, fight sticks, all that jazz. You were saying.
So, like, to kind of get into more depth about, what happened is, so the people running the company, you know, obviously, you know, filed, that was, like, Title 15 or something like that, and they then, you know, allowed the company to go, but the people who are in charge now are the people who were making the controllers and making the stuff, so they're... has a lot of people convinced that the quality of their stuff is actually going to be better. They're starting off with a few things, not a lot of things, like controllers, mice, and a keyboard, and a headset, I think, and that's it for now.
They did just announce a fight stick, but you're right.
Okay,
but
yeah.
Excluding the addition of the fight stick, I believe that's it.
Yeah, they're just starting small, which I'm glad.
Well, they didn't, especially near the end half of their, like, especially 2010 moving forward, Mad Catz didn't make bad electronics. Like,
no.
The stuff they made for Rock Band was really good.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Like, it worked really well. It's just... Yeah.
It was just kind of flimsy. That's the problem.
Where they screwed up was they just went all in on that.
Yeah.
They went all in on being the Rock Band.
Yeah, and Rock Band 4 fucked them because it didn't really do that.
And you're right, like, some of it was flimsy. Like, not everything was. Like, I remember I got the keyboard from them. That's probably the greatest controller they made for Rock Band. Like, that thing just felt good.
Yeah.
It felt like a real keyboard. But the guitar and stuff, like, that stuff, like, oh my god. I thought if I hit that hard enough on the wall, it'd snap in half like a real guitar in front of me.
Yeah.
Like, that thing felt like nothing.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
Oh, but yeah, Mad Catz is back.
It's cool that they're back. I like to see companies that we thought were dead come back, because it's always good.
Damn. Do you get any news?
I think we covered it all.
I think we got it too, yeah. Well, you know what that means. What have you been playing this week, pal?
Oh, I've been playing some Civ. I've been playing some Nier.
Civ 6 or Civ 5?
5. Played a game for about 6 hours last night with about 4 other people. It went horribly for me. We'll just say that. I got nuked, and that was it.
Classic Civ.
And because I kind of, like, towards the end game, I'm not really that great, and just overall, and I'll get to the end game, like, I mean, I have a lot of culture, and then a nuke will hit me, I'm like, oh,
there it goes.
Yeah, you're trying to build the UN, and someone's like, you know what stops world peace?
Nuclear weapons. Yeah. Nuclear weapons. But yeah, I've been playing more WoW. I'm one level away from 110. Finally, that's been a hellscape, but I've gotten through most of the Giant Bomb Game of the Year podcast, but just by playing that game, I just put it on, and that's like 25 hours of podcast. Let's see. Yeah, I've been playing some Nier. That is the weirdest fucking game I've ever played, but it's really, really good. And there's
good
one fucked up part in that I want to talk about, but I can't talk about right now. I'll just say Pascal, and that's it. And holy fucking shit.
Guy's losing his mind.
Yeah, it's one of the like I was telling him before this podcast, I had to stand up and like walk around for 10 minutes. like out of my room.
Yeah, you were telling me you were having like some like
it really
you acted like a prison. Like, I felt like I just seen some shit.
like no, to, like, really though. No, I'm telling you, this fucking thing that happens is so fucking insane.
God, 2017 was a good year for games.
No, yeah. And for everything else, not good, but for games, it was good.
Yeah, honestly, like, people, like, so many people are like, 2017.
All the people that like to hide from the world were having a great time.
Honestly. You guys, yeah. If you're in our corner of the world, life was not that bad.
You ever heard of a poli-sci major?
Poli-sci?
Guess what? I had to keep up with all 2017.
It's that, yeah, I know.
Life is pain.
That's the same thing. It's like, I'm in journalism, people, like, yeah. They're like, I'll have to be, I'll stay up on it, obviously.
Yeah, well,
but, like,
yeah.
At the end of the day, like, I, like, my passion, like, focuses, like,
yeah.
I can't, more, I mean, I prefer to read Polygon than I do NPR, like,
yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. No, totally, because you don't want to feel like you want to blow your goddamn brains out every time you read something.
Exactly. Because I can do, like, it's nice, like, I just look at Polygon and stuff, or, like, Game Informer, like, when I have, like, when I'm shitting.
Yeah,
like I prefer to read that. Like, yeah. Like I prefer to like read video games,
get a few,
then find out like some serious shit's gone down.
Exactly.
Be like, fuck.
No pun intended.
Yeah, like
right.
Yeah. Like, right. I don't want to touch on any.
What have you been playing?
This week, Odyssey, and
yes, see
something else.
But something
I lost. Oh, I know what happened. I played Odyssey. I was playing Odyssey. I was burning through moons.
Yeah,
and I remember I got to like I think like 650.
Yeah.
Like, January 1st, and I was like, I need to take a break.
Yeah.
I need to just cool it. And then I watched some stuff on Netflix. I watched the new season of Black Mirror.
Oh, I just watched the first episode today.
The first episode is awesome. The guy, it's kind of about, like... About Star Trek stuff, but it's kind of like a play on, like, toxic culture.
It's fucked.
Like,
you gotta watch
it's
it.
It's great, though. It's
but, like, fucking... one part, I actually started laughing hysterically.
It's a good one.
Yeah, when they started doing the fucking, the warp speed, and they fucking started doing the old timey, like stretching it out. I was laughing my ass off. That was such a great episode. Yeah, I gotta finish that.
Yeah, I watched the Dave Chappelle comedy stand.
Oh, I gotta see that too. I gotta see that too.
There's two of them. He keeps doing it too. It's whenever he releases them, he releases two
dude's
sets.
Good, man.
He's not.
Comedians Getting Coffee and Cars is also on Netflix now.
Oh my god, I might have to watch that.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
dude.
I just watched the first episode, Jim Carrey.
First joke. This reminded me of the first joke of Dave Chappelle's comedy thing. He's how he opens it, and I just thought it was, like, the greatest way of doing it. It's just, like, pans in on him, and, like, the first words out of his mouth is just, like, I'm just too good at this shit. And, like, I'm not going to even say anymore. It's just, like, the whole joke is built around how good Dave Chappelle is at comedy, why he's so good at it, how he's going to prove he's good at it, and then he just does...
He's great, man.
Like, to me, he's the best ever, but,
yeah.
But my personal experience in stand-up comedy... He's one of those guys who's, like, one of the first I really saw. Like,
yeah.
The Chappelle Show, too, is, like, one of the first real, like, real kind of comedy shows I ever saw.
Hell
so,
yeah.
Like, fuck, just thinking about it. But I also played a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh!,
yep.
Card game stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got right back into Mario Odyssey about 2 days ago. And
nice.
Now I'm at, I think, 770 moon pieces.
Jesus.
I'm Christ. Coming for the throne, man.
You are. Jesus Christ.
Because I've been saving some of the post-game stuff. I did the dark side of the moon,
mm-hmm.
and I'm waiting to do the darker side.
Yeah.
I'm just not feeling it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But I did the dark side, so I did, I'm not going to spoil it what it is, but afterwards you get a nice little outfit for
There's
your troubles.
There's something cool, yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Besides that, what else have I been up to? I really feel like I played something, but boy oh boy, if I did, I do not remember playing it. Oh, that's not good.
Well, I mean, you've been playing Mario, so I don't blame you.
Yeah. I know what it is. My sister just started playing the Telltale Game of Thrones game.
Oh.
It's good. It's one of my favorite Telltale ones. So
okay.
It's good, fun to talk about. Fun to talk through.
But, I bet, yeah.
I was just thinking about that. Yeah. Right. How about you, Rob? You been playing anything?
Yeah, but before I get into that, Xbox recently did Season 2 of The Walking Dead as their free games with gold.
Yeah.
I couldn't run it. It was stuttering like crazy for me.
Oh, wow.
And I just thought that was kind of... Just with the Telltale
engine.
We talk
about this. Yeah, we talk about this all the time. Like, how those Telltale games, like, even the new ones that come out, they always have bugs. Yeah. Like, there's always, like, even if, like, you sound like I have some technical difficulties, but even if it runs well, like, there's, like, scenes where, like, a character might get, like, stuck.
Yeah.
And, like, you see them, and all the other characters just appear there. And then there.
It's, like, 10 minutes, or it's,
like 10 seconds goes later. By, then black screen, then the transition happens, yeah. And you're like, whoa. And for games that kind of bank themselves on story, you kind of hope they nail presentation.
Right.
Like,
yeah. We discussed that in a previous episode.
We did.
Yeah.
We had a big talk on Telltale.
Okay. Yeah.
Other than that, though, I'm playing Skyrim again, because I had to go back and play the DLCs, got the remastered edition, so I'm going back, punching through the DLC, beat Wolfenstein 2, killed all the Ogre Commanders, which if, I don't know if you've gotten that part in the game, there's like little like side missions you can go and...
Yeah. So it totally turns into just a bunch of side missions you can optionally do.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do. You know me, I like to play almost everything.
They make the Enigma codes in the second one, like, way better. In the first Wolfenstein...
Oh, I've been picking those up, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the first Wolfenstein, Enigma codes, like, unlocked, like, big head mode and stuff like that. I can't remember specifically what it was, but it was always very hard to get to and had to, like, leave this. It's incorporated in the game.
Yeah, there's like, commanders in the game that you find and you kill.
Yeah.
You
find the codes. They're not, like, hidden, limited number that in certain places.
It's, like, a cool thing I always remember now. Like, whenever I kill a commander, I'm like, find his Enigma code.
Yeah.
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 So, but I will say, if you have not done that yet, the very last Ogre Commander is very cool.
All right, will do. Well, I guess that's it for this Watchtower. Boy, oh boy.
I think so, yeah.
I guess we're all just looking so good talking about stuff, huh?
You know, me and my tie-dye that I paid too much money for and I never take off. You know, I love it. But, you know, we appreciate you guys for listening, sticking around with us for this conversation. Be sure to check out the website for articles, news, the podcast updates. You can find us on Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher.
No, wherever you want to,
yeah. Anywhere you want to get that good shit, boy, we'll be there. And don't forget to, you have any questions, you have any suggestions, send them to our website. We have a direct email address you can send them to there. It's watchtowerpod@gmail.com.
The
website is watchpod.net.
Yeah, just go to watchpod.net.
Yeah, just go to watchpod.net. All that good shit is there. All right, don't worry about it. Don't even think about it. Just go there. Took me a while to build that website. Please go there. Just look at it once. I need to get those RSS feeds up. All right. But yeah, that's it. We'll catch you guys next time. See you later.
Bye.